This is Wake Up Call for February 26 and February 27. Wake Up Call, February 26 and February 27 of 2022.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I again want to thank you for being loyal listeners and tuning in, and we're glad to have you back. We have Mary Griswold without Bob tonight.
Hello.
Bob had another engagement. We've got Rainer and Hal James.
Hey there, y'all.
And we've got Pete Benton with us.
Buonasera, como esta?
We've got Doug Gould with us.
Hello.
And we have a special guest, Jason Jehorik.
How you doing?
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did. Jehorik. Good job.
Okay. Jason is...
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is when you don't speak that language. Jason is with nc-election.com, and he's here tonight to talk to us about election integrity. And he lives in Raleigh. He's got over 25 years as an IT professional and a hardware engineer. And he's part of the GOP Wake County Election Integrity Team. And
Wake County?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be, actually. We used to be part of the Wake County GOP.
So anyway, we're going to be talking with Jason a little later, but we're going to start off right now because of the big news of the day, and that's Russia and Ukraine. So Melissa, tell us what's going on there. I didn't introduce you, did I?
You did not introduce me.
And Melissa's with us, too.
I was about to walk out, but... No, I would just say, I mean, we all know, obviously, it finally happened, and Russia attacked about half a dozen cities this morning, our morning, and it's ongoing. It's a nonstop bombardment of the Ukraine people. Ukraine president, the government has given out guns to civilians who are willing to stand there and fight, and, you know, God bless them. There's a lot of them who are standing up and trying to defeat a power that's 10 times stronger than them. And then, of course, we had Biden with his 2 cents of what he's going to do to scare Putin. And I'm sure you guys saw that today, that just wasn't enough, just not enough.
It was also reported that the Russians took over a very important military airport. And I think that's really significant. That tells you something about what might happen in the future.
Well, I do think that, you know, when Biden put out his sanctions today, there was nothing said about the oil, and there was nothing said about SWIFT, which is their large banking entity there that would apparently really cripple them. And every other president is calling for that. The president of Ukraine is calling, please do this. And a lot of our Republican people are calling for that, but that's not anything that he approached today. And quite frankly, the sanctions that he even said himself in his speech today that these sanctions will take months up to years for Russia to feel this. Do the Ukraine people have months?
It just took hours for us to feel it. Gas is up to $6 a gallon in California already.
It went up like $15 just today.
One of the things
per barrel, yeah.
One of the things that is so annoying about this, Ukraine is important. They have minerals, they have oil, they have resources. We signed an agreement a number of years ago that if Ukraine gave up its nukes, we would defend them. Russia signed an agreement that if Ukraine gave up its nukes, they would not attack Ukraine. That agreement isn't worth the paper that it was written on. It would be nice if NATO came along and helped. I don't think they're going to. I don't think America is going to. I think this is awful. But I'm not sure that America has the will or the strength to walk in the middle of this.
That's a good point you brought up. It's one I wanted to get into there is, what is the state of our military? How prepared are we now after this administration has done its purge?
Well, they're very woke.
Very woke, yeah. Pete?
And moralized.
Pete, you probably that could...
Well, I'm going to let the general speak first. I'm just a colonel.
I forgot everything after he said that, but I did want to say... I heard on the news today a comment that I agreed with. The comment was that this business of doing something against their banking does not affect Putin himself. Now, it might affect the Russian people, mm-hmm. and he could care less.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, it's the same way here. I mean, the commoners like us, it's going to affect heavily. Yeah. But the ones sitting up there in their ivory towers in D.C., they're not going to feel much pain.
Well, exactly. Ilhan Omar came out and tweeted today that with the sanctions that Biden is going to or threatening to put on, that to be careful not to put sanctions that would affect the Russian people.
There's no way you can do that.
There's no way around that. I mean, it is war. That's how it's going to happen. I mean, with any country, that is how it's going to happen. And unfortunately, it is going to be the same.
This is also showing the value of the energy independence we gave up. Because if we were at this point energy independent as we were a year ago, our gasoline prices would be much more stable, and what happened would not have the impact that it's going to have.
Absolutely, because we would be able to provide those energy resources to the rest of the world also,
yes.
and cut Russia out,
yes.
and hurt them financially more than these sanctions.
And that would be the answer.
Yeah. Spending over $2 billion this week to purchase gas from Russia, knowing they were going to... I mean, you're basically just funding his war.
Yeah. It is exacerbating exacerbating, I'll get this word out eventually. The reason that NATO's not going in, Germany is totally reliant on Russia for its mm-hmm. energy resources.
Yes.
There is no way they're going to go against that. They have they and with our lack of help because we didn't
And it's still winter there. They
exactly.
need heat.
They're not going to do anything.
Right.
You know, if NATO passes something, Russia has a veto power. So do we have veto power. So it'll mean nothing if they do pass something. It'll be vetoed.
Not NATO, the UN.
The UN, I'm interested in. I beg your pardon. Yeah, UN.
NATO doesn't have the spine to pass anything.
No,
I don't think so. Neither
and I
does
think
NATO.
We know why. They're in a terrible position, and it's their own doing.
But you know the symbol, Trump missed me yet? Yeah.
Pete?
I'm going to go back to your original question about the military preparedness of the United States of America. It's not where it needs to be. I retired in 2013 after 33 years. I've been a senior war plans officer in Europe. I work for a Navy four-star admiral doing war plans. And I've served under two presidential...
Zumwalt? Was it Zumwalt?
No. It was Admiral Jim Stavridis.
Oh.
A great guy. Absolutely a wonderful admiral to work for. But and I've worked under two presidential administrations. I would say at this point, if you were to objectively analyze and look at all the data points that we have as far as our military preparedness, we're very weak. We cannot, and if you go back and read a lot of the essays, if you go back to World War II, we were able to successfully conduct wartime operations in the South Pacific and also in the European continent.
Two fronts.
We absolutely cannot do it today.
And as soon as, if we were to go into Ukraine, as soon as we got bogged down, which would happen very quickly, China would go right after Taiwan.
Exactly.
Well, they're
already there.
Yeah, they've already started that
already
process.
Started today.
They started,
I mean, that was immediately.
Maneuvers.
So that was what I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Ask you military people, what does this look like? What is this? Is this World War III? What are we looking at?
Well, certainly that's a possibility. But always remember, whenever wars or battles are started, look at the bottom line. War is good for a country because it produces revenue and income.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that, but
both
it does.
Both sides.
Yeah, exactly. With respect to what you said, Dexter Lew is a good friend of mine. And remember, he spoke last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dexter's family escaped in 1949 from Mao Zedong and came here to the United States. And he said, quote, Taiwan is the fourth largest economy in the free world. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
China wants the money. Okay. And I can tell you, if China starts something, you know, in the Asian Pacific area and something in Ukraine, we do not have, first of all, we don't have the military assets. We do not have the airlift capability, the sea lift capability to get, you know, troops there in time. And it's going to be a very, very ugly situation. However, I'm hoping that now President Putin, I was reading some background on him. He claims, which I can certainly understand, you know, his motives. He claims that he wants to have what's called territorial sovereignty. He wants to ensure that his borders are safe, that nukes are not, you know, not within an arm's reach of him. I understand it. I get it.
He's a smart man.
Yeah. But
evil, but smart.
Yeah, nuclear war is that was something. I go back to President Reagan's time when he sat down with Mikhail Gorbachev, who was General Secretary of the Soviet Union. I was there when they did the strategic arms limitations talks and all that stuff, and I talked to a lot of different people. And you've got to appeal to reason. And as I recall, President Reagan told General Secretary Gorbachev, he said, we have enough nuclear arsenal between the United States of America and the Soviet Union to absolutely destroy all life on the earth. Mm-hmm. That is a tremendous responsibility. You know, do we really want to do that? So hopefully our negotiators, the appropriate, you know, foreign countries can get involved with us. But to your question, Melissa, about World War III, it can be a possibility. Mm-hmm. Who's to say? But it's saber rattling is what it is. That's what we call people say, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that. But also, here's the other thing. It is clearly demonstrating and showing the weakness of Joe Biden as commander-in-chief. Mm,
there are two things that bother me. One is that from my military experience, I'm aware of a few things. The British did a great study on nuclear weapons, and it was never released in the United States. So people think of nuclear weapons like they do conventional bombs. But the Brits told us that if you detonate a 1 megaton nuclear bomb, that 30 miles away, it has enough thermal energy to boil the water in a lake.
Yep.
This is much, much, much more powerful than anybody can imagine. And, you know, we've heard it in the movies in Hollywood, you know, in 10 milliseconds, the average temperature on the ground will go from 0 to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's exactly right. And it's a hard thing. The other thing that concerns me is, if the United States were to get into trouble right now with warfare, you know, dictator Trudeau is not going to help us. Canada has fallen. Is the European Union going to come to our aid? I don't think they can. Australia's too far away. Do we have any strength in South America? I don't think so. It's all drug lords and, you know, trafficking. So this world's in a mess, especially with China going after Taiwan. And I'm starting to see global entities, governments collapse, like Canada, I'm starting to worry about our own security.
Yep. Well, you should. You need to, because the global entities are driving that.
Yes.
And, you know, when you look around the world at the leadership that's in charge today that has no regard for life, it is a scary situation.
I'm the new guy here, so I'm going to throw something in here, a little twist to the ballgame here. Doesn't Biden and Hunter Biden have stake in this?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes.
So I know we're all talking about war and how bad it could be, and we know we can't, you know, send our military in there and help out. So is this something else happening here besides war? Is it to really maybe think about it, take down the Bidens?
So I said that from the beginning of these talks back and forth, I really felt like I said, this is such a big distraction from
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
That
That's where I'm calling for. I don't think there'll be nuclear weapons. I really don't. It'll be kind of,
because that doesn't benefit anybody.
It doesn't. No, not at all.
Yeah.
But I can see kind of hit Putin doing this for one reason, because of what's happening in our world today.
Right.
everything, what was right is wrong, and wrong is right.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, it's all backwards today. So we got to really think about deep psyops and stuff like that that's happening.
We know that Ukraine is corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
We know, absolutely, as you said, that the Bidens have heavy financial. I mean, what happens to Burisma in this?
Yep. Well, Jason, you brought up a good point, and it's worth thinking about. But if you watch the mainstream media, you just talked about a conspiracy theory.
Well, you know, mainstream media is always wrong.
All right. Well, we've got to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we appreciate you listening to their ads and going to see them and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first segment. So we've talked about that, Ukraine and Russia situation. It's worth staying up to date on what's going on, folks. And if you aren't prepared, maybe now's a good time to start. It's probably too late to get cheap gas by the time you hear this radio show. But maybe the grocery store shelves aren't empty yet. All right, we've got our special guest, Jason Jehorek, with us. He's with NC-election.com. And he's come here to help us understand how we got in this mess we've just been discussing. And it was because we let the wrong people get elected. Did we let that happen? Or,
I believe we did, yeah. Because the Republican and the conservative people have been complacent. We've been, where are they people? Where are we working our polls? We haven't been. We've been relaxed and let the system do the thing. We thought we trusted this system, right?
Well, Rainer and I and a lot of the people here work very hard outside the polls to try to get the people we wanted elected. Mm-hmm. But I think this time We need to put some people inside to observe what the heck is going on.
You mean in the computer?
No, you know, in the voting place. I really mean in the voting place. Now, I don't know. I think it would be effective to let them know we're watching.
Even putting people in there, you may find out that, you know, even putting people there, how are you going to stop it? So let me ask you one question. How are we going to stop 2.5 or 2 million people coming across our borders illegally?
Yeah.
Coming across into all of our cities, and they're going to vote if we don't have voter ID.
The only way
we
do that is
Party
get Trump
is not actually
office.
Fighting for that right. Yeah. And no poll watcher is going to be able to stop that.
Well, I also too. I think we need to get over the mindset of if I'm sitting at this table watching you count those, it's going to be right. You know what I mean? I think this day and age with the technology that we have, I mean, I think you're right. There's not just having someone inside, you know, if we're not paper ballots all the way, every single place, then.
Oh, I agree. That's what I'm promoting.
Paper ballots. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me, all right, sorry.
I want to interject something. So as a cybersecurity expert, somebody who's been doing this for 40 years and a chief technology officer of a cybersecurity company today, I will tell you as an absolute fact, if you have physical access to a computer, the data on that computer is not safe. It can be corrupted. It can be broken into. If we use electronic systems in any way, shape, or form in our elections will never be safe. Now, I can't expound on that beyond to say that I've been doing some forensics and you'll see some interesting results, but our systems are not safe.
They're not. Jason?
So if you go to nc-election.com, I have videos on there that we walk through how COVID impacted our elections and how we let COVID change our laws without going through our legislators and changed our elections. We can prove that there's 70-30 splits in every mail-in went to the Democrat. The Democrats won every mail-in.
Well,
okay.
Another thing we need, I heard Rick say many, many times, and Rick's been a judge a number of times, and people will come in, and you don't know for sure whether they are a registered voter or not. But back when we had a voter ID, they had to have some sort of an ID when they came in. If it was a driver's license, Rick said it was simple. You just put it in the machine, and it would tell you right away who they are and where they live and if they're eligible, if they're registered or not. If we could get back to that, that would be important too.
Well, we only had that once.
One time.
That was during the primary. And you have a hand scanner, just like you do in the grocery store. You scan the back of the driver's license, bam, the job is done. It prints out their form so they can go and vote. Things run much smoother. Without the ID, people with strange last names, they'll say it. You got no idea how to spell it. And it can take quite a while to finally get to the right thing. The other problem, we've got too many laws that are not enforced.
Yeah.
Well, at the polls, that's particularly a problem. You take curbside voting, for instance.
Yes.
Okay, you have to swear, you have to have an affidavit that you cannot physically go into the polls and vote. But we've all witnessed time and time again carloads of people that didn't qualify. You knew they couldn't qualify. They signed the affidavit anyway, and they're allowed to vote curbside. You can't enforce it. You can't ask them what's wrong with, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. As a judge, I'm there, and somebody comes in, I say, what's your name and address? They give me a name, but they can't remember the right address. So they look at the person they're with to find out where they live at. Or they give you an address, you look it up, it's not in the system, you say, no, that's not what I've got. I've had them give me three different addresses before they hit the right one. Nothing you can do about it. They give you a name and an address. They get the vote.
Well, that's not right.
No, it's not right, but it's unenforceable.
I was working outside the polls one time. You were talking about that business of coming in a van. This guy came in a van. voted, went home, realized he'd left something, personal property in there. He gets
wallet,
on a bicycle and rode back and went running up the steps to inquire if his wallet had been turned in.
I was there too.
Jason, why don't you share the story about the incident that happened down in Brunswick County with the canvassing? It's rather interesting.
Well, actually, there's an article out there, a news article already out there, and there's a video on it where we have two people, two ladies, that went up to a door and did canvassing. We found out that we see, just in North Carolina, there's like 138,000 people over 100 years of old, up to 276 years old, had actually voted in 2020.
Wow.
Okay.
So
we did some canvassing. Yeah. You know, I'd love to be that 271-year-old, right?
I don't want to vote Republican all my life and die and have to vote Democratic.
But anyway, they went up there and knocked on the door because they knew that person was that, according to the registration database, that person was an elderly, and they knocked on the door, and it was very nice, and then they got led into the house and all this, and said, have some cake, and they said, talk to him, and then afterwards, they turned him in, they went to, is it ACLU, is that what it was?
I think it's American Civil Liberties Union,
yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah, and then they turned him in, and actually, the lady that was our leader over there, the Republican Party kind of has threatened her and scared her to death. It says that the police are going to come and take you in today. And it was today. So I haven't talked to her yet to see how she's doing. But, you know, that's bad. Because I think the Republicans and Democrats are colluding with each other, you know, or else we would never be in this situation.
Yeah, some of them are.
Yeah.
And it's even worse than that now in the last election, and even more so in this upcoming election, I believe. You have Democrats that have switched their party affiliation to Republican so they can get elected. They're still Democrat at heart, but they switch it.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important for you. I'm so sorry. I just need to say this real quick. So important for you to do your research on the candidate. Do not vote down ticket. You need to, I mean, guys, come on. It takes you 5 minutes to go through their Facebook, go through their YouTube, Instagram, whatever you need to do, because they will tell you who they really are in the past year or two.
Right. Well,
you know, not who they are this month on the ballot.
And you meant not vote straight ticket. Not down ticket.
You
down
know what
ticket,
I mean.
You want to vote all the way down.
Well, Commissioner Jason Jones was the most conservative person in the Craven County Board of Commissioners when he was a Democrat. And he has switched to Republican. And there's, you know, some of them are legitimate changes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I fully believe he means it.
Right.
One of the things I wanted to mention, and so that people understand, I hear that canvassing is coming to Carteret County in the not too distant future as well. So what this is a process where we are checking the records and making sure that the state has the right information. When you go vote, it may say whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, but that's not important. What's important is you voted, where did you vote? Did you go, which precinct did you go to? How did you vote? Not who you voted for, but did you mail in your ballot? Was it absentee? Was it early voting? Did you vote in person, et cetera? So that's what canvassers are asking, and they're checking that against the information the state has in its database.
Wow.
And there were some people in Beaufort recently who have always gone to the precinct to vote. They have never voted early or absentee or mail-in, and in the last 4 years, the state had them voting mail-in twice. So there's something wrong there.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Jason, take us back to the mail-in. You started to say the mail-in, if the contest alone was decided on that, it all went straight Democratic?
Absolutely.
Democrat?
Let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
In 2016, we had 240,000 mail-in votes. In 2020, we had 1.2 million mail-in votes, okay? And then in 2016, we had 15,000 spoiled votes. This is Tyler, North Carolina, okay? And then 2020, there's almost 300,000 that were spoiled. And ask the question, why were they spoiled? If we changed the laws where you didn't have to have two signatures, you didn't have to verify a mail-in, everything got through. So why do we have so many spoiled?
Yeah.
And you don't get a clear answer from the State Board of Election.
No.
And I would like in a minute here tell you five principles of election integrity. When
okay.
you got a minute.
Yeah, and you say election integrity, I want to point out that when we talk about election integrity, there's a couple of different aspects there. One aspect that we're talking about here with Jason is looking back at the 2020 election and looking at the fraud and the illegalities that took place there and the lack of integrity. And then there's the looking forward to the next election and how do we prevent those same things from happening. Jason and I and both are members of a group, election integrity group, that was formed nationwide, conservative. Oh, yeah, you've got it.
Okay. I've got it here. And I would love to read what it says on the back, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so this is a quote from Donald Trump after we won the elections. A great honor to speak to the North Carolina GOP convention tomorrow night. I understand the place was packed. All records broken. North Carolina produced a big victory for us. Without fraudulent outcome, misleading ballots, illegal voting, dead people voting, and all other Democrat tricks. Okay, this right here is the Republican Party lingo, and they're using the election integrity as it. But the only thing that the Republican Party is worried about is poll watchers. They are not looking at what happened in 2020 and trying to fix anything right. Going forward, okay? We have the same laws as we had before. Nothing is changing. Okay, some laws on lifting for mail-in, the eight new laws that they brought in after they COVID came in, right? Those are coming out. We still have the ability to go request a ballot online. You can still do that. Mm-hmm. But all the other laws has been lifted up, so we don't have those anymore. But we're going to still have mail-in. It's going to be a problem.
They were illegal laws. They weren't done by the legislature.
Yeah, the legislator, they just, because of COVID.
Well, one of the things this group is doing that I think may be beneficial to us is that they've gone to Virginia with the group there and looked at what happened in Virginia.
And it's a pamphlet called the Virginia Plan, I think.
The Virginia Plan.
Right.
And what they did was, the last election in Virginia is evident that they were successful at finding out what were the problems and how to correct them there in Virginia. Now, that doesn't mean North Carolina is exactly the same because it's not the same all the way across the country. We are one of the swing states, so they know we're targeted. So they're going to try to implement the same thing that they did in Virginia here in North Carolina and find some of the problems and fix some of the problems. We're never giving them all fixed, that's for sure. But you take like here in North Carolina, we didn't have drop boxes.
No, we did not.
Okay. You look at those states across the country that had the drop boxes, those were millions of votes. Just one county could have swung the whole election on a drop box.
Well, you just look at Moore County, and I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Take it. Moore County is a very red county, and 100%. And you're looking at a comparison of early voting was like 13,000, and provisional was, a couple hundred, and day of election all went for the Republican, but the Democrat won by not just small numbers, in the thousands of numbers for mail-in.
Yep.
And they're going like, that's not right. We want to go paper.
And in some places, you had more votes turned in than you had voters.
Yep.
Now, how do you reconcile something like that and not be able to correct it? And that's the part that most people are upset with is, what are we going to do about it? Why isn't anybody being held accountable?
So we're talking about election integrity, and Jason was talking about the actual ballots and the number of people vote and the voting patterns and 70-30 splits and so forth. And there's another aspect to this, and that is that when we're using computers to tally our vote, there are federal voting system standards that are put out by the Election Assistance Commission, and voting machines are required to log everything. Every action that happened on the computer, every exception that happened on the computer, everything that's normal and everything that's abnormal, who logged in when and what they did. And that is part of election integrity too. We use that to go back and look at a system forensically to make sure that nobody broke into it and hacked the vote.
Right.
Well, we're going to find it. We've already found in the first forensic report that's out, and in a case that I've been working on, it's in public. And there are cases in other states, Andrew, Michigan, for example, where records have been deleted.
Yes.
They have been destroyed. We're talking, folks, we're talking about evidence being destroyed here.
Right.
And why won't our state board of elections allow us to have an audit of these machines?
Well, Doug's in the past talked about an ideal situation, and that's having an alternate place where the same information is kept at.
Yeah.
Like he's talking about.
Major Dave says that too.
Yeah, you've had counties where they allow them to come in and upgrade the system, which wipes the disk completely. And that's what he's talking about.
Jason has talked about paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And seems very strong. You're very strong on having a paper ballot.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we fill out a paper ballot, but we put it on a machine, and the machine makes a copy of it, right? Mm-hmm. So how would you use the paper ballot?
Well, you can't have a machine in the middle.
Okay.
It's got to be 100% paper. Because
yeah.
You can't have the middle of the machine counting that paper. That's where the middleman is. Okay.
So,
you talked about somebody being in the middle. The computer's in the middle.
That's right.
Okay. That's what we're saying is the problem. Okay.
It's
not transparent.
Yeah.
I have five principles of election integrity. Okay. May I say that now?
You say that?
No. Why don't you go ahead first? No, please.
No, I just wanted to say that with the not wanting to go back and look at the last election and just, you know, like you said, most Republicans are doing, you know, it's done, it's passed, Biden's president, move on. It's not about that.
No,
you know,
it's not.
You have a good chunk, half the country, I would say, 55% that do not trust.
Absolutely.
That
and we have to vote.
And
we have to vote.
And we have to feel like and let our people feel like there's a reason for this. We are doing this for a reason and that
yeah.
it's not being messed with. It's not going to be,
right.
you know, irrelevant what we do. And if we do not go and fix those things and find out, well, we know what went wrong, but fix them, what's the point?
Yep. Well, absolutely. We've got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, Jason's going to tell us about the 5 points of integrity.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. this Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina. Pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Jason, tell us about the five principles.
Before I get into the five principles, let me tell you where it came from. It came from Colonel Phil Waldron and Mike Lindell off of one of their videos that I found out there. And it says the power comes into the people. It says the five principles of election integrity is number one, election belongs to the citizens. It does not belong to the state, to the federal government, or even to the state board of election. It belongs to the people. Okay? Integrity first, and above all, transparency equals truth. We don't have transparency today. Any laws, rules, or act of government that reduces or risks election integrity is void. Okay? And then decentralization is critical to self-governance because we have a centralized state board of election that makes all the rules and changes the rules when they want, okay? And complexity breeds and hides corruption. We have a very complex process. Our registration database is a mess. It's all over the place. Well, and we need to educate the people that we have the power at a county level with the people, okay?
Don't you think a lot of that is by design?
Yes.
It's a mess because they made it a mess. And when I say by design, there's so much corruption at the state level with the state board of elections.
Yes.
And to the point that even after the ballots are counted, even after the data has been transferred from your county level up to your state level, for months after, those databases are still being updated.
That's right.
And
we're seeing
changing.
Changes yeah. after the fact.
The numbers.
Years,
are,
months
right,
after it.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the explanation for that?
There is
you
no
don't
one.
Get one.
No, you don't get it.
And nobody's being held accountable for it.
That's
and
right.
Like you said, they changed the laws. Last I read, the Constitution, the General Assembly's responsible for doing that.
Yes.
Not the Board of Elections.
So we talked about election integrity and transparency being important, and previously we talked about paper ballots versus computer ballots. So I want to put, I would bring that into perspective for most people. Most of us listening to this radio have been to the movie theater. We've seen movies, right? So the movies show at 24 frames a second. Why did they show at 24 frames a second? Because that's faster than what your mind can comprehend, and therefore 24 things a second looks like continuous motion when in fact it's 24 still pictures. Computers do millions of things a second. They are millions of times faster than human perception. And when we talk about transparency, for counting a paper ballot, I can sit there and look at the ballot with two people looking over my shoulder and put a mark in on a piece of paper, and people can perceive what I'm doing. They can see it in real time on a human scale. On a computer, you cannot see what's going on. Somebody hacks into that computer, they change the way that votes are added up, they change the algorithm, they reshuffle the deck so that different votes come in at different times. You have no clue what's happening. You're trusting the computer.
And Doug, can I add to that?
Please.
Because Benny Smith, commissioner of Tennessee, has a video, and it's on nc-election.com, that shows where he had 77,000 votes, and he has a computer, and you could say, well, look at the screen. You can't tell because behind the scenes, he flipped that vote, 77,000 votes, in 7 seconds. and picked a wiener. Winner.
A wiener.
Picked a winner in front of us.
That's actually what we did in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wiener. Well, that's true. And we've seen that elsewhere. So Ann Arbor, Michigan, there was an interesting case there. So I mentioned the log files that a computer stores so that we can go back and look at them and prove that there wasn't anything wrong. Well, turns out that the log files from 2016 were still there, and the ones from previous elections were still there. Interestingly, all the log data from 2020 was gone. Now, why does that happen? It happens because hackers know that it's a federal crime to break into a computer. And if they break into the computer, they're trying to erase the evidence that they were there so that they won't get convicted. When log files disappear, it is the first indicator that a system has been hacked. And having dealt with this for 30 years on a professional basis in hundreds of corporations, that's one of the things we monitor closely. Every day as a system administrator in my early career, I looked at the log files and I looked at the error messages. There was a guy who wrote a book called The Cuckoo's Egg, Cliff Stahl, and it's about discovering a 25-cent error in the accounting data of a computer. He traced it back and he found it was an international attack against the Department of Defense, against Pentagon and others. He felt that computers didn't make mistakes, people did when they programmed them, and so he was trying to find the mistake. And what he found instead was that somebody had broken in trying to erase their tracks, caused a 25-cent error. And so that's why these log data and the audit data is important in the computer. The federal voting system standard says we have to maintain all that data for 22 months per federal law. So, I mean, when that doesn't happen, we got a problem, folks.
Right.
We got a real serious problem. Right.
Yeah. Biden even told us we had the most extensive fraud ever created in the history of America.
Fraud organization. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, it's
on my website. Yeah. Slip.
Going back to a statement that Hal made about not using the computers, doing paper ballots, which we do here in Craven County. We don't use computers to vote. We use paper ballots. But then the next step is when that ballot gets scanned. Yes. Again, you're dealing with a piece of electronic equipment that if it is not properly calibrated to match up with the ballot that you're scanning through there, it can be manipulated also.
Well, remember, you've got more layers of computers than just that scanner. You've got computers at the county level. You got computers at the state level. You've got Clarity in the middle. You've got the Edison file that's going off to the press. I mean, there's multiple ways of having fraud in the system, okay?
You were next, Pete.
That's okay. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. So it's not just a scanner. There is a tabulation process that happens in a computer. There is a reporting process. So the tabulation process looks at all the data from the scanner and it counts it up for each candidate. The reporting process takes that data and produces a report which somebody's supposed to sign off on. And if that method of adding things up is fraudulently altered, then the result's going to be fraudulent. And this is a problem. We talked about some of the other things, you know, when Lindell produced the video called Absolute Proof. Yep. And if you haven't seen it, please get it and watch it. They talk about how election night reporting reports the data to two different services, depending on which voting machine company it is. Some of them go to Clarity Election Night Reporting, which is in Barcelona, Spain, and some of them go to Edison Research, which is a subsidiary of Dominion.
Did you say Spain?
Barcelona, Spain.
He did.
Oh, and they store their data in Amazon Web Services in the cloud in Frankfurt, Germany. Y'all remember that issue with the CIA station in Frankfurt they said there were gunshots there? That wasn't gunshots, folks. That was what we call in the classified world emergency destruction. They were destroying their records.
I'm going to give you the 40,000 foot view. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the ultimate struggle and battle between democracy and socialism.
There's an old adage.
Representative republic.
Well, it's democracy is a form of government. Constitutional republic is what we are, but I'm talking about democracy in the general. My point, socialism is basically initiated through stealing the ballot box. You institutionalize communism by violent revolt, okay? Our founding fathers and mothers, when they codified the preamble, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, etc., power comes from God to the people through natural law. It is given to the sovereign people, which the people, what they say is, okay, government, we will serve you, we'll do it by rule of consent, but the power ultimately belongs to the people. We are basically losing that power. Yes. What do they want? They want to control us and destroy free will.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to take a quick break here before we have to wrap the show up to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, our special guest is Jason Jehorek.
Yep, you're good.
NorthCarolina-Election.com, talking to us about election integrity. And you mentioned you had some videos on your website, and you do have quite a few here. I want to jump to the last one, the 14th Amendment. Can you explain to us how that plays in with election integrity?
Well, it goes back to the previous question of, let me just go to that real quick, and I'll read it. What it says, because that's kind of important. 14th Amendment says no state shall deny any person the right to vote under the equal protection of the laws. Now, I created this, is my words. An argument could be made that the county and state board of election is violating the 14th Amendment under the equal protection of the law by disenfranchising and suppressing the people's vote by North Carolina by not being transparent with the people's votes. Okay? We can't go look and audit these machines. We have no, we see anomalies everywhere, all over the place, with the registration database, with 70-30 splits within the mail-in, and multiple, every council estate, we see all mail-in going to the Democrats. Okay, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Our eyes and ears not are a distraction. Now, Pete, you're saying just earlier and before we took the break, and I have a question for you. Do you think that what's happened in Ukraine today is a distraction?
Absolutely.
To election integrity?
Without a without any doubt whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, it's called deception. The art of war is Sun Tzu. How do I defeat my enemy? I distract him from where the main actions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And those are good points. I believe you're correct on that. All of this is a distraction to draw our attention away from the election problems, election integrity, to draw our attention away from a lot of other issues that were in the headlines and have suddenly disappeared because everything's Ukraine and Russia now.
There's a lot more coming out in terms of the forensics and the findings across multiple states, multiple teams of investigators, a lot more coming out in the very near future. And when I look at that and I look at the timing of this Ukraine issue and the stuff that's happened in Canada and elsewhere, it would be reasonable to conclude that they were planned distractions.
Right. And another thing, Russia has cured COVID.
Yes.
Have you noticed?
Exactly that.
As all these doctors and medical professionals and everybody is revealing the true numbers and facts on COVID, we got to get our attention off of that, so we need a war.
The other thing, too, and you're already seeing this, Biden is blaming gas prices on Ukraine. Now, the fact that they have gone up over a dollar a gallon in a year, he's not noticing. There was no war at that time. But he's using this war as an excuse to blame the rise of gasoline at the pump.
And what happened to Hunter Biden's laptop?
It's in Ukraine.
Along with his paycheck.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Jason, we want to thank you for coming in, spending time with us. I did notice on your website, you say, if you have a group, any group in North Carolina, I will present to your teams. And how do they get up with you?
Oh, they can just go to ncelection.com and they can, just send me an email, jason.johorik@protonmail.com.
Okay, and I believe that that contact information is on the website.
Yep.
So once again, that's nc-election.com. Well, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you joining us today. Hope you'll come back and be with us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.